This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 127 Biography of Glenn Thompson, the Representative from Pennsylvania. General Information. Glenn Thompson, born on July 27, 1959, in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, is a prominent figure in American politics, serving as the U.S. Representative for Pennsylvania's 15th Congressional District. He is a member of the Republican Party and has been in office since 2009. Thompson's district covers a large part of central and north-central Pennsylvania, including areas known for their agricultural and rural landscapes. Early life and education. Glenn Thompson was born into a family with deep roots in Pennsylvania. His early life was marked by a strong connection to the community and the land, which would later influence his political career. Thompson attended Bellefonte Area High School, where he was involved in various extracurricular activities, fostering his leadership skills. After high school, he pursued higher education at Pennsylvania State University, earning a Bachelor of Science degree in therapeutic recreation. His time at Penn State was not just about academics, he also engaged in community service, which shaped his understanding of public service. Early career. Following his graduation, Glenn Thompson embarked on a career in healthcare, focusing on therapeutic recreation. He worked in various capacities, including as a therapist at the Selinsgrove Center, a state-run facility for individuals with intellectual disabilities. This role allowed him to directly impact the lives of many, giving him first-hand experience in public service and policy implications. Thompson's career took a turn towards education when he became the director of the Union County Children and Youth Services. Here, he managed programs aimed at child welfare, further deepening his commitment to community welfare and policy development. His involvement in local politics began when he was elected to the Union County Board of Commissioners in 1995, where he served for 14 years. During his tenure, he was known for his efforts in economic development, particularly in rural areas, which would become a cornerstone of his later congressional work. Election history. Glenn Thompson's entry into national politics came in 2008 when he ran for the U.S. House of Representatives from Pennsylvania's 5th District, which was later renumbered as the 15th due to redistricting. He won the election with 57% of the vote, defeating Democratic incumbent John Peterson in the primary and then Democrat Thomas A. Martin in the general election. Since his initial victory, Thompson has been re-elected multiple times, showcasing his strong voter support in his district. His elections have often been characterized by his focus on local issues, particularly agriculture, energy, and rural development. In 2012, despite redistricting changes, Thompson managed to secure his seat again, demonstrating his adaptability and connection with constituents across the newly configured district. Political stances. Glenn Thompson's political stances are deeply rooted in his background in rural Pennsylvania. He is a staunch advocate for agriculture, serving as the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, where he has pushed for policies that support farmers and rural communities. On energy, Thompson supports an all-of-the-above energy policy, promoting both traditional energy sources like natural gas and coal, as well as renewable energies. He has been particularly vocal about the benefits of natural gas extraction through fracking, seeing it as a boon for Pennsylvania's economy. Healthcare remains a significant area of focus for Thompson, influenced by his early career. He supports measures to improve rural healthcare access, often citing the need for better infrastructure and policy support for rural hospitals and clinics. Regarding education, Thompson has advocated for policies that enhance vocational training and community college systems, arguing that not all students are suited for or interested in a four-year college degree. He believes in preparing students for immediate workforce entry through practical education. On social issues, Thompson's positions align with traditional conservative values, though he often emphasizes local control and community standards over federal mandates. He has supported legislation aimed at protecting religious freedoms and has been critical of policies he views as overreaching federal control into local affairs. Glenn Thompson, the representative for Pennsylvania's 15th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons people support Representative Thompson is his deep-rooted connection to the district. Having been born and raised in the area, Thompson understands the unique needs and challenges of rural Pennsylvania. His background as a farmer and educator gives him a first-hand perspective on the agricultural and educational issues that are critical to his constituents. This local knowledge allows him to advocate effectively for policies that directly benefit his community, such as farm subsidies, rural development, and educational funding. Another key factor in Thompson's support base is his commitment to bipartisanship. In an era where political polarization often dominates, Thompson has made a name for himself by working across the aisle. His ability to collaborate with members of both parties to pass legislation has resulted in tangible benefits for his district, including infrastructure improvements and healthcare access enhancements. His constituents appreciate his pragmatic approach, which focuses on results rather than partisan battles. Representative Thompson's focus on veterans' issues also resonates deeply with many in his district, which has a significant veteran population. He has been instrumental in pushing for better healthcare services, benefits, and support systems for veterans. His efforts in this area are not just legislative. He actively engages with veterans groups, ensuring their voices are heard in Washington. This dedication has earned him respect and loyalty from veterans and their families, who see him as a true advocate for their needs. Moreover, Thompson's approach to economic development, particularly in rural areas, has been a cornerstone of his appeal. He has championed initiatives aimed at boosting local economies through support for small businesses, agriculture, and tourism. His work on the Agriculture Committee has been pivotal in shaping policies that help sustain and grow the agricultural sector, which is the backbone of many communities in his district. By focusing on economic resilience, he ensures that the district remains vibrant and capable of supporting its residents. Lastly, his personal engagement with his constituents plays a significant role in his support. Thompson is known for his accessibility, often attending local events, town halls, and community meetings. His open-door policy and willingness to listen to the concerns of his constituents make him a relatable and trusted figure. People feel that their representative is not just a distant figure in Washington, but someone who genuinely cares about their daily lives and struggles. In summary, Glenn Thompson's support in Pennsylvania's 15th District stems from his local roots, bipartisan efforts, advocacy for veterans, economic development initiatives, and his personal engagement with the community. These attributes make him not just a representative but a true community leader, deeply invested in the welfare and progress of his district. Representative Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania's 15th District has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons. One of the primary reasons for the lack of support is his stance on environmental issues. Thompson has often been criticized for his support of policies that favor the fossil fuel industry over sustainable energy solutions. His voting record shows a consistent pattern of backing legislation that reduces regulations on oil, gas, and coal industries, which many constituents and environmental groups argue contributes to climate change and environmental degradation. This has alienated voters who prioritize green initiatives and are concerned about the long-term impacts of such policies on their local environment and global climate. Another point of contention is his approach to healthcare. Thompson has supported efforts to repeal or significantly alter the Affordable Care Act, ACA, which has been a lifeline for many in his district who rely on its protections for pre-existing conditions and expanded Medicaid coverage. His votes against measures to lower drug prices and his opposition to expanding Medicare have led to widespread criticism from those who see healthcare as a right rather than a privilege. Many feel that his policies do not adequately address the healthcare needs of rural and economically disadvantaged communities within his district. On the issue of education, Thompson's record has also drawn ire. He has supported cuts to public education funding while advocating for policies that funnel public money into private and charter schools through voucher programs. This has been seen by many as an attack on public education, which is crucial for the majority of families in his district. Teachers' unions, parents, and students have rallied against these decisions, arguing that they undermine the quality and accessibility of education for all children, particularly those in rural areas where private school options are limited. Moreover, his positions on social issues have further distanced him from a segment of his electorate. Thompson's conservative views on topics like abortion, same-sex marriage, and gun control do not align with the more progressive or moderate voters in his district. His votes against gun control measures, even in the wake of mass shootings, have been particularly contentious, with many constituents feeling that he prioritizes Second Amendment rights over public safety. Lastly, there's a perception of disconnect from his constituents. Many feel that Thompson, despite his long tenure, does not adequately represent the evolving demographic and economic landscape of his district. His focus on agriculture and rural issues, while important, often overshadows the needs of the growing suburban and urban areas within Pennsylvania 15. This has led to a feeling among some voters that their voices are not heard or their issues are not addressed with the same urgency as those of more traditional constituents. In summary, Representative Glenn Thompson's lack of support stems from a combination of his environmental policies, healthcare decisions, educational funding choices, social stances, and a perceived disconnect from a significant portion of his electorate. These factors contribute to a growing dissatisfaction among voters who seek representation that aligns more closely with their values and needs. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.